Okay, so the Safavid army basically started as a super tribal ride or die group of mostly Turkmen warriors who followed Shah Esma like he was both their king and spiritual leader. They fought mainly on horseback with swords, spears, and bows, and everything was organized by tribe, with each group having its place in battle. The Shah also had his own personal bodyguards, but overall the army wasn't super structured. It was more like a powerful tribal coalition. Later on, Shah Abbas came in and totally revamped things. He wanted more control, so he reduced the power of those tribal leaders and built a more professional, loyal army instead. He added soldiers who weren't tied to tribes called golams and expanded the use of guns and cannons to keep up with enemies like the Ottomans. So basically, the army went from a tribal cavalry-based force to a more modern, organized military. But in the long run, weakening those tribal roots kind of backfired on the dynasty.